議程4，南區的30公里限速區。此議題是由司馬文先生、彭卓奇先生、梁俊先生、陳炳陽先生及黃瑞熙先生提出，想請問是哪一位去做簡介？哪一位做簡介？阿波？
I will go do it very quickly. I think the proposal is pretty straightforward. So there's a proposal by Michael and Jonathan and Jumping Young and Angus and myself here to put 30 kilometers speed limit in areas where that we can make a difference in terms of safety. This falls in line with next week's the 6th Global Road Safety Week. The idea is here to reduce the risk of traffic accidents, especially for cyclists, but also to be able to make sure that we can improve those areas. Once you lower the speed limit, you can redesign the streets, you can widen the pavements, and you can make more space for pedestrians because the standards for the design of the road shift. Some other techniques other than signage is speed tables, to make sure that the cars know that they're entering the 30-kilometre zone. The proposed areas are Chunham Cock. This road is very little used. There is one building at the end, Cheshire Home, but it's very popular with hikers. So reducing the speed would immediately improve this road for hiking purposes. But, of course, continuing vehicle access is required for the home, so we want to reduce that speed. The other one is in Stanley. This is very popular with tourists. There's a lot of crossings to the beach here. So we'd like to see this area as a 30-kilometre speed limit to improve safety in that area. Repulse Bay, the lower road, not the upper road, the lower road. Again, lots of people crossing the road to go to the beach, and 30 kilometres would be appropriate speed there, and we can then redesign the features of that road. Critical is Aberdeen Town Centre. Again, lots of people go shopping here. There's a lot of vehicular movements, but if we can set a lower speed limit, again, we can make road improvements for the pedestrians. And finally, there's Upley Chow Main Street in this area here. Again, it's an area where it's very easy to reduce the speed limit to 30 kilometres, make road improvements, because, again, not a lot of cars drive very fast in those areas. So we urge the transport department to do it soon, not let us wait. We have seen a positive response that this could be considered after the pilot scheme in Yamade. What we hope that the transport department can do is commit to study these locations within the next couple of months, and let us know that they agree that these are possible areas, that they can proceed with those, so that we don't have to wait too long. So we hope to have a positive timeline from the transport department. Over to my colleagues. Thank you.
好，咁係彭卓奇議員。
都係主席，都多謝司馬文議員嘅簡介。咁都作為即係一齊提出嘅呢個嘅議程啦，我都想有少少嘅發表呢個意見啊。配合聯合國第六屆全球道路安全週，本屆道路安全週嘅主題就係街道生活愛三十限速。我哋即係一眾議員咧，都好支持呢個制定優質街道嘅設計標準嘅。咁啊，俾市民可以能夠係一個更加安全嘅道路。咁呢個議程更加係由五位跨黨派議員，包括本人提出，顯示大部分嘅即係市民啊，同埋議員都係好關心同支持呢一個嘅活動。咁我哋都物色咗啦，即係就住本區啊、赤柱區啦，我哋都物色咗五個可以實施限速30公里嘅位置，其中包括赤柱灘道同埋部分赤柱村道等嘅路段。呢一啲車輛喺呢啲嘅路段咧，日常嘅速度都係比較緩慢嘅，咁所以其實實施30公里咧，係唔會構成任何塞車嘅問題。特別一提嘅就係上星期啦，5月5號發生咗赤柱郵局嘅交通意外咧，就係屬於我哋提出嘅路段之中嘅其中一段。幸好當時發生即係呢一刻 的巴士和电单车的碰撞的速度不算太高，否则对 行人来讲，或者对当时的油局来讲，甚至对司机本身来讲，都会造成更大的伤害。如果能够实施30公里限速区，定必能令驾驶者更留意路面的状况，有助减低类似意外的发生。故此希望运输署和有关当局部门考虑上述的建议，与本会紧密沟通，积极研究实施南区30公里限速区的建议。多谢。
跟住 Ocean。
好，多谢副主席。咁鸭脷洲大街啦，作为其中一个支持呢个计划嘅区域，都要讲解一下嘅。唔讲唔知咧，原来鸭脷洲大街系全长450公尺，行咧由头行到尾系6分钟嘅啫，行啊步行。咁中间咧短街系比较多嘅，有被华庭街啦、红胜街、惠丰街、平南街、三明街去贯穿。咁即系话咧，最长嗰一段咧系110公尺。就是鴨脷洲大街96至128號，最短呢得38公尺嘅啫。在呢個情況之下呢，一架車要行得好快，其實是不可能嘅事嚟㗎，已經係。咁講返啦，我哋區嘅自己區內嘅車當然係會明白啊，我哋呢度人多路窄，短街又多，跟住啲老人家又多喎。咁佢哋會明嘅，但係好多時一啲外來嘅車，例如佢嚟食飯，或者比較多情況就係佢哋會係嚟維修車輛啊嗰啲，佢哋係唔理個限速，直接踩行油就去㗎啦，因為一條直路啊嘛。所以如果我哋可以做到呢件事嘅話，我哋嘅區係能夠提升到我哋居民嘅安全嘅。咁講多一樣嘢啊。在鴨脷洲大橋咧興建通車咧係1980年嘅3月28號。咁之前咧，其實我哋鴨脷洲裏邊都有車嘅，就係去咗海運運到去港燈嗰邊啦。咁即係話，其實喺我區裏邊咧，而家嘅老人家係有30至40年生活咗喺一個冇乜車嘅年代，直到而家佢哋嘅過馬路模式都係好似佢哋後生咁。啊！一區冇乜車，咪咁過咯。所以如果能夠行到30 km/h 嘅話咧，我諗對佢哋嚟講都係一份保障嚟嘅。多謝副主席。
跟住 Angus。
多謝主席。多謝主席。多謝副主席。其實我諗有幾點嘅。咁啊，第一咧就係即係其實過去咧，其實可能香港設計街道始終有好多嘅一啲元素咧，都係以呢個車路為主啦。即係以嗰個車嘅嗰個中心角度嚟到出發嘅時候咧，咁其實往往會構成好多意外啦。咁啊，例如即係以香港仔嚟講咧，咁我亦都無謂講嗰啲嘅一啲嘅街道嘅數據，反而其實就係其實可以睇到，其實過去香港仔區內經常咧都係發生一啲零星嘅小意外，其實正正咧就係因為即係一啲嘅車輛同人之間嘅嗰個衝突啦。咁其實都可以見到，例如舉例說成都道咁樣，成都道咧其實有陣時咧間唔中咧都會彈花煙咧，就突然之間條路好似好乾淨咁，即係冇曬車咁樣各位。咁其實咧有陣時啲司機咧就會抌油，然後咧就向前行嘅時候咧，咁然後咧就轉入去南明街即係、就是、廟仔嗰個位啦。咁其實咧往往咧就係呢啲時候咧就會衍生一啲嘅意外。咁所以其實咧可以內街見到其實嗰一啲嘅位置啦。以至到係喺即係成都道啦，固然之係一個發生意外嘅一個嘅黑點嚟嘅。咁所以其實喺呢方面其實減慢咗車速，咁固然之咧係即係有助咧嚟到去減少呢一方面人同埋車之間嘅一個衝突。加上咧，其實香港仔內街嘅街道咧向來比較繁忙，其實本身咧。即係亦都不應該咧，係設一個即係用恆常嘅一個車速係50咁樣樣嚟到去行。咁固然之啦，設就咁設個車速，或者就咁樣，即係正如好似南明街前少少嘅嗰個位咧，成都道嗰個位咧，佢就係寫慢駛。咁啊，有冇人慢駛咧？這個咧即係都係一個提醒嘅作用。咁所以咧，係固然之要有翻一啲減速博啊等等嘅一啲嘅設施咧嚟到去配合翻，即係香港仔區內嘅一個嘅。嘅街道嘅問題啦，咁樣樣， 咁我即係我見啦，咁即係我都想講多少少，就係當如果設立一啲嘅減速嘅平台，以至到係收集嘅一啲嘅路口嘅時候咧，咁亦都要即係配合翻即係當地嘅一啲嘅街景，以免咧係例如即係構成一啲好似即係西安街嘅呢一類型嘅店鋪左街嘅一個空隙啊咁樣樣等等嘅狀況。咁暫時嘅意見就係咁多啦，麻煩曬。
Jonathan。
多謝主席。首先講一講我區內的兩個地點，第一個在淺水灣道的海灘道，那裡呢是淺水灣沙灘出面的一條道路，其實平時都很多人行，旁邊放了很多標位，老實說那條路行多過30都困難的了，但都事實上那裡亦是一個行人甚至比車更加多的道路，我想這個位置實行呢個30限速咧係適合嘅。另一個位置咧，特別想講一講咧，就係中心角啦。阿波提出嘅呢、這個中心角道嘅位置咧，嗰度其實係一個去中心角護老院嘅一個道路嚟。嗰度其實直情係一個應該講係單管雙行嘅一個道路。嗰條路入邊有超過70%嘅位置咧，其實都係要啲車去讓嘅，因為都係得一條路，兩架車如果對行的時候都是要在備車處讓來讓去，而很多近排多了人去行入去，入面有沙灘，亦都有個地方去俾啲人去休息啦。咁係事實上多了很多行山人士啊，或者入去休息嘅人士行嗰條路。咁如果嗰條路已經係本身我都覺得係屬於比較危險嘅，因為已經車都唔夠行，仲要加埋人。咁呢個道位置都希望署方嚟留意一下啦。多謝主席。
系咁，有冇其他委员系有意见嘅咧？系主席，
唔该，副主席。咁啊，有关今日讨论呢个30公里限速嘅呢个议程咧，其实我觉得最主要系牵涉到两个部分。第一个部分咧就系道路同埋行人嘅安全问题，而第二个部分其实就系会唔会构成交通挤塞嘅问题。首先我們都講一講就是道路和行人安全的問題。其實現在市區來講，即大家都所知道，如果道路沒有什麼特別的時速限制要求，其實都會是每小時50公里。根據世衛文件參考研究所得，限速每小時30公里是有助減輕行人被車輛撞到時的傷勢嚴重程度。根據資料顯示，如果行人是被时速50公里的车辆撞到，他的死亡率是达到 40-70%， 而相反，如果只是被时速30公里的车辆撞到，他的死亡率是只会得到 5%。 除了减低死亡率之外，限速同时亦都有助减低这个交通意外发生的几率，尤其是对于一些人流量大的道路，效果是更加显著。而另一方面，如果限制起30公里的车速，其实对所提及的道路交通挤塞影响是微乎其微的。因为本身在这些道路上，其实很多时候它的车速根本已经是低过30公里。所以这个限制其实对绝大部分的司机是没有影响，只是可能对路口对路口之间，又或者灯位之间的车速有所影响。但实际上那少少路口和路口之间，又或者灯位之间的距离呢，对道路容量的帮助是不大的，反而很多时间的意外就在这些位置发生。所以今天对南区的部分地区设置限速30公里的计划，我是表示支持的。我意见是这么多，麻烦。
还有没有其他委员有意见呢？如果是 OK OK， 如果沒有的話，那我們就請民運輸署是除了書面回覆之外是有沒有補充的，還有都可以回應回委員他們的發言呢？麻煩。
除了書面的回覆我們沒有補充，我們收到的意見我都會交回給相關的組別，他們留意回大家的意見。是的。
Chairman, not a presentation, but if you give me the floor anyway to right away to respond to TD, I think they have responded and they say they will do something, but we have a very specific question. Can you start the study now? Can you give us a timeline? You know, I think that we need more of a response. This is not a response. It is just, yeah, I like the idea. Well, look at it in the future. Maybe nobody, I don't know when. Yeah, noted. It's a noted response. So I hope we can get a stronger response from TD. Can you do better? Is my question.
有請運輸署啊，係誒，咁不如我哋喺誒運輸署回應之前，俾埋 Angus 佢誒嘅提問先，唔該。
其實啱啱都想回應少少阿Paul嗰個嘅一個提議啦，即係其實除咗即係想問到一個時間表之外，其實我冇記錯咧，印象中咧，即係嗰個其實呢個嘅 scheme 咧，有少少係同嗰個香港好易行嗰個嘅 policy 咧，其實係即係叫相類似嘅一個嘅項目嚟噶嘛。咁其實咧早年咧，其實2018年嘅時候已經有講到係喺即係深水埗度咧，係想做一啲嘅研究嘅。咁我純粹想問多少少，即係資料睇下有冇少少，例如啲研究嘅一啲嘅內容，或者叫研究過嘅一啲嘅效果啊，咁啊，或者睇下係點樣樣，可唔可以同即係會上面嘅即係嘅議員啊、委員們咧一齊分享翻咧，係啦，麻煩曬。
麻煩運輸署回應嘅，唔該。
咁我哋個回覆都清晰講咗話，即係我哋歡迎呢啲嘅建議嘅。咁因為而家實在係有一個私人計劃嘅即係進行當中啦。咁我哋都要參考翻當中嘅結果，我哋先至可以即係繼續推行即係睇下會唔會推行到南區，即係因為我哋都要即係可能。佢試行就係因為要了解當中，譬如會唔會有啲咩困難嘅地方啊，即係或者即係唔需要喺香港嘅道路度，即係去即係落實呢一啲嘅建議嘅。咁所以變咗，我諗時間表暫時我未有呢方面嘅資料。咁或者即係都好似我哋所講啦，我哋會適時都會向翻區議會即係匯報翻即係嗰啲具體安排嘅進度咯。即係咁，但係暫時就未有相關嘅資料，係啦。
有少少追問，我想問你上一個嗰個試行計劃，其實大概試到幾時噶？唔該。
或者呢、這個即係可能會後，即係我問翻相關組別，即係再補充翻嗰個資料啦，係啦。
係有冇其他追問？
Well, Chairman, if this item is going to be taken into our progress report and we can have follow-up at every meeting on this, if the Secretariat can take care of that, and then maybe the Transport Department can come back with the appropriate team. They have a walkability team at the Transport Department. This is their website that I put up here, and this has the information about the different projects that are going on. And if the engineering team from Hong Kong, I can't deal with it. Maybe we the walk in Hong Kong team of the Transport Department can deal with it at our next meeting. But I'd like to see that we keep this alive and that we have a proactive schedule maybe by the next meeting from TD. He can come back to us with a clear timeline, but not leave it this vague. Thank you.
就我哋咧本會都打算咧係將呢個議題咧擺落 progress report 嘅，都想問翻 TD 咧係可唔可以問到咧一個即係一啲嘅答案翻嚟，可以喺本會度匯報嘅咧？唔該。
或者即係我都。留翻即係可能喺會後先，即係再補充翻相關嘅資料啦，係啦。我諗暫時今日我哋未有呢個資料，係啦。
或者我咁樣講啦，其實如果擺得落 progress report 咧，即係意味住你係會做，咁你就擺嘛。咁其實你而家 可唔可以實啲咁講啊？其實你係未打算做，所以擺落去其實你都冇嘢 update 嘅。你其實係咪即係咁樣嘅意思？又或者你做嘅話，會唔會啊？好啦，我真係當你真係會考慮會去做啦。那個時間性其實我冇理由擺一樣嘢係你哋根本都冇打算短期內去做嘅嘢落個 progress report 噶嘛。咁不如開城報工地，你哋有冇真係具體地計劃去做嘅？你答咗我哋，我哋先知擺唔擺落去咯。Angus， 你係咪有追問？唔該。
主席，因為咧，其實我睇翻佢嗰個即係啱啱就係睇阿坡嗰個網頁咧，然後咧佢有嗰啲第二期報告噶啦。咁第二期報告咧，佢有講到咧就係話其實2020年嘅第二季咧，佢哋已經開始第三階段噶啦。咁啊，如無意外，咁佢個 scheme 整體就係即係三個階段啦咁樣樣。咁即係我啱啱先提到嘅啫，咁啊，所以咧就變咗，所以我喺度就有個建議，就睇下嗱，我覺得即係如果你擺得落 progress report 度咁啊，即係會做啦，咁但係我理解而家運輸署依一刻咧未答到會唔會做嘅，咁所以咧就有啲保留啦，咁或者我有個提議就係睇下可唔可以咧邀請嗰一組人咧係上嚟咧，其實咧即係當係一個數據嘅分享，因為其實。好老實咁講嘅，我覺得依個嘅計劃咧，原則上咧係非常好嘅，因為其實始終即係我相信可能阿洪生啊，以至到係阿李生，其實都知道，其實香港仔區內咧真係好多交通意外。我諗由嗰陣時即係我未係議員同阿洪生嘅溝通，已經可以得知道就係一有撞車我就無啦啦就會入封信俾阿洪生講嗰個狀況嘅時候，其實可想而知，其實。呢一類型嘅狀況咧，的而且確咧係恆常地喺南區嘅市中心發生，而南區嘅人口咧，的而且確都面對老化嘅時候咧，咁我覺得更加有需要咧，係可能睇下會唔會下一次嘅會，約翻即係相關嘅工程師上嚟到一齊講解翻呢個嘅議程咁樣咯，係咯，睇下呢個大家可唔可以即係攞出嚟傾咁樣嚇，咁啊，多謝主席。
咁運輸署咧係可唔可以將我哋本會呢個要求咧係帶翻俾負責呢一個 project 嘅工程師，咁佢可以邀請佢嚟緊嚟到南區區議會去同我哋分享個數據咧？唔該。
我向翻即係相關嘅組別，即係講翻即係你有呢個要求，睇下佢哋會唔會即係係咯。
Chairman, it's David. Principal project coordinator, and we can invite him. I mean, I think we need to. I think there's a rank issue probably that might make it difficult for the representative of TD to undertake certain work efficiently. So maybe we can go directly and help him get this done. Can HAD help with that?
好，咁我哋嘗試邀請佢下次上嚟講咧，揾翻個對嘅人嚟問一啲問題。如果唔係嘅，佢哋都係唔知道點樣答。咁會後就麻煩秘書處幫手出信邀請該位 Jeffy 五。係先可能你 email 去問咗佢攞一啲資料先啦。如果係嘅話，我哋亦都可以，或者有需要亦都可以下次會議邀請佢上嚟，好嘛？
好，咁我哋做翻个总结啦，咁就系为咗去改善啦，即系道路同行人嘅安全，咁同埋咧，即系喺一个唔引致交通挤塞情况之下咧，去推行喺南区度推行咧三十公里行速区啦，咁我哋都邀请呢、這个 walkability 嘅即系呢个 unit 咧，即系其实嘅相關工程師咧，咁嚟緊咧可以嚟到南區區議會嗰度咧去做翻個數據分享嘅，係咁，我哋結束議程4啦。